This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know how many people went out and saw it last night, but the Great Northern Lights were incredible for Colorado.
Were they?
Oh, my goodness. My wife gets up, her and Frog, they take off at like, I don't know, 10:30. They drive like 4 or 5 miles to get out of the light pollution so they can see it. And the pictures sent are awesome. And I guess there being a lot of people are posting pictures this morning.
A ton.
But I guess the light show last night, why did they promote it more? Like this was going to happen.
I was so mad because on our neighborhood Facebook page, Bree saw it like 9 o'clock at night, and I go outside. I'm like, oh, this is cool, right? And I can't see anything. And she was like, yeah, I think we can't see it right now because it was posted like close to sunset.
Oh,
it
really?
Like all the pictures were like close to sunset, and it was like this nice red in the sky.
But I guess Lisa went at 10:30.
Yeah, she went at 10:30.
We tried to go outside. We couldn't see it.
They're saying that last night's display here in Colorado was as good as it gets.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I missed it.
But I didn't even see it coming.
No. No one was talking about it all day.
I didn't see it.
And what's going on? Why is it so prevalent now?
I have no idea.
It seems like it's every...
Because this is like the fourth time this summer.
Yeah,
and I feel like we went like 30 years without hearing about Northern Lights.
Yeah, I know.
Especially here in Colorado.
That's crazy.
I don't know why it's such
that's bizarre.
It's such a display all
I know
all
what
of a sudden.
It is. It's global warming.
Could be.
Yep, that's probably that.
Good.
Yeah, all right.
Yep, everything's global warming.
It sure appears that way. A lot of people saw it. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, we do have a code word for you. Vegas, it's a flyaway to see Maroon 5. We also have the Frey tickets to give away. Busy weekend, Jamie. I got a busy weekend. I'm going down to the raceway tomorrow.
I know. I got you a jumpsuit.
You got me a jumpsuit.
I got you the official NASCAR jumpsuit.
I hope I can fit in it.
I do, too.
I'm going to go try it on here in a few minutes.
Oh, God.
We're going to try it here.
Okay.
Well, there's still use to taking
it. But the thing is, you don't wear underwear. Can you keep your jeans on?
Well, if I keep my jeans on, I'm not going to slide into it. No,
it's the slide part that I'm worried about.
Just let him keep them. Just let him keep them.
I'm going to have to try it on during Free Willy. I got a Free Willy and slip into that sucker, man.
God.
Grease myself up and be ready to go.
So
I
this
don't
is
think
Saturday.
It's going to fit, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay, so Saturday, and what time should people come down there?
To the raceway?
Yeah.
All right, here's the deal. I have to get down there by 4 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I've been told. 4 p.m., the races start at 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's early.
Races start at 5, but I get to tour the pit area. Frog and I are going to go down
area.
There. Yeah, the pit area.
It's not like it's NASCAR, dude. They don't have big semi-trucks with their cars.
With the rigs.
And they're, they don't have, like, their motorhomes down there.
They don't have garages, individual garages.
They're not landing in helicopters to go drive their cars.
Why do you want to poo-poo my little event I got going on here? Can't we build it up to be big?
But it's just,
big
and I
huge?
Get to, but you said I get to.
I'm on the infield where the pit crews all operate out
it's
of.
It's his mom.
And I told Frog, I said, Frog, you got to stay out of the way when these cars come in there. They have to change tires in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And I said, we got to stay out of the way, buddy. You know, it's very aggressive in there. And so we don't get hit by a tire or a monkey wrench or something.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be down there at 4. Let me get back to the schedule.
Right, okay? Right, yeah.
We're headed
tour.
Into the...
Tour. I'm at the tour right now.
Yeah, we're on the pit crew tour.
Okay.
And we're going to do that. And then the races start at 5.
Uh-huh.
And then intermission is somewhere around 6:30, quarter to 7, and that's when BJ night really takes
kicks
full
in. Dance. Oh, wow.
I think drone show, pony rides, all that stuff kicks off. Yeah, the pageantry really fires up around 6:30.
Okay, nice.
That's
right.
When I'm introduced to the crowd. I'll be there with my my one jumpsuit here that Jamie brought in, if it fits.
Now, are you bringing security?
Yeah, security?
I think you're going to need it.
Yeah,
I am.
You're going to be mobbed.
I'm bringing Lisa. She got her gun permit.
Nice.
She'll be packing.
All right. So you'll be mobbed.
I'm going to be mobbed. Yeah. We'll do our 6 o'clock thing. And then with all the thousands of fans that are there, I'll take pictures, autographs. Don't be afraid to ask me for an autograph. Right? I mean, a lot of people, well, you know how squeamish people get, Jamie.
They
feel like they're bothering you.
Right? Yeah.
You're not bothering me. No. Just come right on. Ask for an autograph. I'm all for it.
And then you'll be selling Nash shirts.
I'll be selling Nash shirts. Now, I got to sell Nash shirts somewhere between 4 o'clock and 6:30, because once I'm off stage, I'm out of there. All right? I'm going to be honest. Because they tell me that the races don't end until about 9:30.
Yeah.
I ain't staying till 9:30. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So if they're going to wait to sell shirts after the event,
yeah,
I won't be there to hawk a shirt.
Again, you drive around 7? Is that what you
do? I think around 6:30.
Oh, 6:30.
I think around 6:30, I take my lap in a car.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about it.
I bet you are.
Yep, fired up, man.
This is exciting. Yeah. How much is a Nash shirt?
BJ Andretti. Huh?
How much is a Nash shirt?
$20.
What was that?
Man, I saw the shirt. It's not that good.
Wow, it's going to a great cause. It's supporting Nash.
I like your attitude, Carson. It's not a good shirt.
It is a good shirt.
Well,
how do you know?
I just, the picture
you haven't
I saw,
seen it.
Very little cotton.
You have not even felt it. Very little cotton.
Maybe if you sign it.
Lots of polyester.
Sign the shirt.
We got a deal on them.
Don't even know anything about the shirt.
They were stuck on a truck somewhere down in El Paso.
Oh, my God. You're just making stuff up.
Right, it'll be fun. We're going to have a good time. So it's going to be a busy weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
You are going to have fun, actually.
Yeah. Frog is so excited. His little suit comes today.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He's got a little red. He's going to look like a Lightning McQueen down there.
That's going to be so fun. Making memories, my friend. Making memories.
Yeah. All right.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, the Maroon 5 flyaway to Vegas. We'll give you a code word coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. And the freight. Freight tickets on the way this morning. I think around 8:30 or so for your chance to win. Oh, by the way, there's a fire danger all weekend.
Oh, there is?
We haven't had rain in what? 6 weeks, maybe?
Yeah, but I saw that a lot of cities went to stage 2. So I wonder if they're going to go.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure, but it's not one. One is the worst. But I don't know what stage 2 is. I think maybe stage. Well, I don't want to guess. I don't know.
I don't know what the stages are. Here's the problem. We have no rain, right?
Right.
Hadn't had it. The weekend weather is supposed to be extremely windy.
Oh, it
That's
is?
The They're saying 20 to 25 mile per hour winds tomorrow. And if you're out on the plains, even worse, up to 30 and 40 miles per hour. And that's the problem for the weekend.
My Fire guess is weekend. They're going to probably put it back to a number one.
I'd say it's going to be the high alert, whatever that is.
Number one.
I don't know what
it's one.
Is.
Yeah. It's one.
All right, well, that's for the weekend, so be careful out there. I think every county, I would guess every county has the fire restrictions right now. I don't know.
But what I was saying is that they just gave up on them a little bit and gave us a number two, which is better than a one. And now it's like, oh my God, you're saying it's going to be windy and hot and horrible. Yeah. They're going to have to
They're
go
definitely going to move.
Yeah. They were doing very adamant about it this morning on the reports that it's going to be extremely windy this weekend. Not extremely, but enough to be a problem for a fire. That's what you're saying. What else was I going to mention here? Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, yeah.
He used to be here in Colorado. We didn't know that, did
I did
we?
Not know that.
Nope. And then he...
In case you don't know who Lieutenant Dan is, he's the guy that rode out the hurricane, and everybody was begging him to get to a shelter. The cops even came and said, please go to a shelter, and he did not.
Right. And so they interviewed him yesterday, and I guess a lot of information started coming out that the guy has like 14 mugshots. He's been in trouble with the law many times. He also tried to set a woman on fire once, they said.
Dear God. And didn't he beat somebody with a violin?
Yeah, he beat up a cop or an EMT, wasn't it?
Yeah,
EMT with a violin. So he's a rowdy little dude.
Well, he used to be on Oxy.
Yeah, he used to be on Oxy.
Yeah, but now he found Jesus. So.
How'd he lose his leg?
That I do not know.
Do we know that?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's,
I
haven't heard investigated that.
I haven't heard that part yet, but I'll look it up.
All right. He lost his link somewhere along the way. All right. Here he is talking about living in Colorado.
God told me 5 years ago I was in Colorado. He put on my heart Tampa, Florida, and get a boat. I woke up one morning with that on my heart, and that's all I could think about. And I left Colorado. I went to North Carolina. Left North Carolina. Came to Florida. I've been in Florida for 5 years. Stuck on the East Coast. Never came over.
He was here in Colorado, and then God said, "You need to go to Tampa, Florida, and get yourself a boat and live on it."
Yeah.
I wish God would tell me things like that.
Well, it's funny because my sister said that God spoke to her about adopting a child from, I forgot what country. And so she told her husband, and she's like, God spoke to me in a dream. They're very religious, my sister and her ex-husband now. But anyway, and she said God spoke to her about adopting this child. And my brother-in-law said, that's weird. God didn't mention it to me.
Yeah. Well, I think here's the thing, though, Jamie. I get what you're saying, and I was going to say the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I wonder if my wife would buy it if I went home today and I said, "Honey, you're not going to believe this. Last night, God, while you were gone looking at those northern lights, God spoke to me, and he told me to go get myself a motorcycle now."
Right.
He said, go get it. Don't delay, BJ. I got to do it. I got it. Would she buy it? No, I don't think so.
Not a chance.
I don't think that would fly.
Oh,
I
by
really
the way,
don't.
Speaking of God, how's your Bible reading going?
Oh, yeah. What's up there?
Yeah. How many pages are we up to?
I am 2 pages in, and that's the honest truth.
That was the update. The first update was 2 pages.
Yeah, exactly.
Carson, have you ever tried to read the Bible?
No.
It is hard to read.
There's a lot of
You have to go back and reread a sentence like 15 times. 2 pages.
It's
going to
take but 2 pages, like he said, was last week.
Yeah.
I know, Jamie. I know. I'm not arguing with you. I mean, on the surface, it looks slow.
It's not.
But if you're actually doing it like I am,
you just want to absorb it. Really absorb it.
Each sentence is important.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you. I know it looks slow to you.
Yeah.
But you're not a Bible reader.
Right.
You don't get it.
Yeah.
You don't get it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. This Lieutenant Dan guy, let me go back to him
real quick.
This guy has been offered $100,000 to buy a boat. By the way, that's not a lot for a boat.
No.
We mentioned that yesterday. But then they're saying that he's also going to get $1 million.
For what?
I forgot what the guy was offering him. Is that up front for the broadcast, the feed, for him to go out on the ocean and do everything live on, like, Rumble or something? I think that's what it is.
Was the service that he got offered a deal for.
The Kick, right.
But I don't know what, like, financially they actually offered him.
I saw $1 million. I saw Kick offered him $1 million to do the broadcast for him, and that's for him to get his supplies and everything to hit the road or the water. And I saw where that one guy had offered $100,000 to buy the boat for him.
Oh, well.
So this guy, he's hit the jackpot off of a hurricane.
That's what happens when you find Jesus.
I guess so.
See?
I guess so.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Now, what exactly is it again?
I was completely wrong. Remember when we were going to be like accurate all the time or something?
Yeah. The most accurate?
I was completely wrong about the fire ban. So it goes 1, 2, 3, and 3 is the worst.
All right. Okay. I mentioned a few minutes ago that they've issued a fire ban or fire, I don't know, alert.
A fire watch.
Watch.
Yeah.
Okay, for the weekend, because we haven't had rain in quite a while. It's dry out there. And we're supposed to get winds that kick up. The wind is supposed to be anywhere from 20 to 25 miles per
hour. That's bad.
For the metro. And then on the eastern plains, even worse. And they're saying the conditions are just right. And
yeah.
So that's where we stand.
So whatever county you live in, check your local, because every county is different. Like in Douglas County, stage 1, you can't smoke outside your car.
Yeah.
A cigarette. Isn't that crazy?
I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's what it said.
That you're not allowed to smoke?
Yeah, it makes sense, though.
It says you could smoke in vehicles or buildings.
Yeah.
But we have a smoking area. I don't see a sign out there that says, hey,
I know, but you're supposed to know it.
Oh, you're supposed to know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You think, I don't think they stopped smoking here at the building. I see them out there just puffing like crazy.
And that's Denver, not Douglas County.
Yeah, so check your local county. Yeah. They're all different, yeah.
All right, we got to get to tabloid trash because I'm running late this morning.
BJ, we had a whole meeting about this.
We had a meeting yesterday, oh my Jamie God. And I, we go down rabbit holes, they said.
Yeah.
And we have to keep the show on time.
Right.
And I'm having a tough time doing it because I've really screwed it up this morning. I haven't hit anything on time.
I know.
Yeah. So I'm trying my best to. So if you feel like that things are a little bit rushed today or different,
it's great. We literally had to sit down, and here's my notes from it.
Okay.
My notes say, "Stay focused, stay on time, no more rabbit holes."
Right.
That's what my notes say.
Jamie blamed me for all of it. Rabbit hole being a Jay, she called me.
Right? It's fine. Everything's fine. Oh, my God. So Spadil just ran in, and he said that Lieutenant Dan had everything pulled.
Really?
All his donations were pulled.
I told you yesterday.
I know. You did.
I said, Jamie, this guy's a shyster.
But he found he used to be shady, but he found Jesus, and he cleaned up.
He's still shady.
Well, I mean, you can't. I mean, his past is his past.
Everyone loves a comeback story.
Yeah. I mean, if he found Jesus, he's not doing Oxycontin. Let's give him a break.
The guy tried to burn a woman up.
But that was when he
on her and didn't let her on fire.
But he was on Oxy, right?
Yes.
He's reformed.
Yeah, he's reformed.
He's on something.
He decided to follow Jesus.
Here's the audio that Spadil just brought us.
Aiden Ross telling you he not getting you a boat no more.
He came to me. I never went to him. He offered it to me. I never asked for it. So then he turned around and he started seeing about my history. Well, you should have did that before you made the offer. You know, if you're worried about your image and who you have working for you, you should have done your due diligence and looked me up before you made me an offer of $100,000 sign-on bonus, $50,000 a month with a $100,000 boat. And I'm going to let you go because I don't care about that. But I'm going to tell you
this. He took the money away too?
Huh?
He took the $100,000?
Took, as far as I know, everything.
I kind of feel bad for him. I mean, talk about being like everybody raised him up, but now we just step on him and squish him like a bug. It's like, oh my God, poor guy.
He's only got one leg.
I know.
Oh, and by the way, Spadil looked up the story of the one leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was driving Lime scooter, basically, and he smashed into a car while he was doing about 40 miles an hour, and it just messed his leg up so bad it got amputated.
Oh, God.
He needs to win the lottery. He's had a lot of bad luck
in his life. Yeah,
he really basically had the lottery, and then the guy just took it away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We squish him like a bug. Lord.
Lieutenant Dan.
God.
I hear that he hates that name, Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it's a guy, Forrest Gump, some guy on a boat with one leg.
I'm sure a bunch of people just come up to him, Lieutenant Dan, where's your leg?
All the time.
Unbelievable.
Oh, God.
Well, we had a hurricane, man. I mean, a really serious thing, and this is what we get from it. We're getting some guy with one leg on a boat and a shyster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
World.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, let's start with the traffic. I guess Pena is backed up to I-70. The former president is coming to town this afternoon.
Yeah, Trump's a problem.
Yeah, he's backed it all up. People are already going there.
Yeah, the gates open at 9 a.m., it says. But people are already showing up.
Yeah, so if you're waiting for a crash to be cleared up, that's not what's happening.
You know, I don't understand it, but, you know, to each his own, to each his own. Look, I'll vote Donald Trump because I'm a Republican, okay? But I'd never go to a rally like this. I just wouldn't. It just...
Your wife wanted to go, so you're slamming her.
My wife wanted to go. And I'm not slamming people that go, but for me, I just don't see... I mean, there are very few rock bands I'd go see.
Well, you don't do anything, so we wouldn't expect you to go.
I race cars. Yes, I do. I'm going to the Speedway. I'll drive an hour and a half. And you got to figure that traffic for that Speedway is going to be backed up for miles.
But that's only because you were forced to go. You don't
want to
go.
No, I accepted a challenge, Jamie. That's the way I look at it. I was not forced to go. Yeah. I accepted a challenge.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what it is. All right. So everybody. Everybody be aware of that, okay? So that's what's going on. Let's see here. It says that Ella King gave an update on her relationship with her dad, Rob Schneider. You know, she's that singer, right? And her dad, Rob Schneider, there was a whole thing, and they have not talked at all.
That's because of Trump.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's a Trump supporter, and she hates him. And so they've got a tiff over that.
Well, it's not just about that. Here's what she said. 2 months ago, she slammed her famous father for being toxic, also accusing him of sending her to fat camp, forgetting her birthdays, and being overall absent from her life as she was growing up.
Yeah.
So that's what she said. That's her words,
that's
not yours.
The words there, but yeah. I'm just saying that when we had this report a few weeks ago, it was something. There were other things too.
Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you about? This is a different stat. This is a weird story, you guys. Kevin Costner is joining a surf thriller film. That is so weird to me.
Doesn't
Kevin
make any Costner. Sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so weird. It says
surfing?
Kevin Costner. Yep. He's joining
like a surfboard?
Yep.
In the ocean.
Yep.
Kevin Costner.
It's so weird. Huh. Yeah, it says it's described as a mashup that combines the kinetic energy of surf culture. Bro, bra.
He is definitely not that. I mean, going from Yellowstone to that.
I know. Isn't that weird? And a horror movie. It's a surfing horror movie. I wonder if he'll be wearing a cowboy hat.
I don't know. I will tell you, he played a great golfer in that movie, so...
Yeah. Well,
he did 10 Cup. He played a great professional golfer.
He recruits a group of surfers on a journey to an uncharted island to pioneer the perfect wave. This is bizarre. He has lost his marbles. I don't know. Kanye West. This also is strange. Kanye West allegedly hired a fixer to investigate his ex-wife Kim Kardashian's family for illegal stuff. He also hired a private investigator to tail his current wife, Bianca, when she goes to visit her family in Australia. I guess some guy is suing Kanye because they said that he didn't pay him for all this stuff that he did and also abused him verbally, saying that he was going to kill him and all this stuff.
Yeah, that's a healthy relationship, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, right? When you have to, yeah.
When you're hiring somebody to tail your wife?
Yeah, that is. Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of trust in that one.
It's really bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That guy is nuts. Let's hear. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds have donated $1 million to relief efforts of the hurricane. The CEO of Feeding America said these funds will help food banks provide basic needs like water, ready-to-eat food, and supplies to communities facing heartbreaking loss and long recovery. At least 13 people have died in Florida due to the hurricane. More than 2.6 million people were still without power due to the hurricane. So as you're in traffic and you're cussing and you're mad, just remember, you know, you're not them.
There are people yesterday that were giving Taylor Swift crap.
About what?
About her $5 million hurricane donation.
How could you do that?
Yeah. Well, because she's worth $1.6 billion, and they're saying that it wasn't enough.
Okay, but then you have Tom Brady that gave $100,000.
Yeah.
I'm not going that direction. What I'm saying is that are you people idiots that are slamming her for this? I don't discount anybody. I don't even discount the Tom Brady $100,000 offer. At least he gave... You know, it doesn't matter what the amount was. I don't look at that and judge it. She gave $5 million. That's a lot of money. I don't understand how people could be so judgmental over something like this.
I kind of was with Ryan Reynolds.
And really? I was with Tom Brady.
Yeah, I was. In my head, I wouldn't say it out loud, but Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds giving $1 million when he's worth Probably a billion.
See, I don't look at it like that. I think these people that if they give it all, good.
Well, I wouldn't say it out loud. I was just telling you what I said in my head. Like, well, that's a little.
I did the same thing with Tom Brady because he's worth $530 million and he gave $100,000.
A little low.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce's ex claimed that she's being bombarded with hate every single day due to his relationship with Taylor Swift. This Kayla, man, she's been through the ringer. And like I said earlier this morning, like, she could write a tell-all book called Travis Kelce in Bed.
Yeah.
Because she dated him for a while and, right, like, they, and, you know, she could tell us every detail, like what he says dirty and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe what he is in bed is good and she doesn't want to put that out there.
Why? We would want to know that.
No, I'm just saying that.
No, I'm just saying that she didn't exploit him and she didn't make money off of him. So everybody should just kind of leave her alone. Yeah. You know, she didn't take the low road. Anyway, here she is talking about it.
I would be lying if I said that level of hate and just like online chaos doesn't impact me. It does.
Yeah.
Even to this day.
Yeah. So you still experience it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could go to my most recent post and it will be people debating each other why I am worthless and I'll never be a talented person and I have no career and I'm a bum and just.
But what was the reason for that? You left with grace. I don't feel like
there was nothing to do with me. I don't know. I think that there's something about that level of fame that attracts crazy people.
Some Taylor fans are really nasty.
They're really mean.
I mean, because this isn't Taylor Swift. She's not the one saying things.
Yeah.
She's not putting these posts out there on this Kayla girl, but it's her fans.
I know.
Like, really?
She said she can literally post a picture about puppies and all of a sudden people like say all these horrible things to her. Poor thing. Anyway, all right. I wanted to tell you one other thing. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was about Sean Diddy Combs. So he is going to stay in jail.
Yeah.
He didn't get released. It says that now they've actually set a trial date. It's going to be May 5th. I wonder if it'll be televised.
I don't know. Yeah. No, I doubt it.
You don't think so?
No, it's too much dirty
stuff. Oh, dirty stuff. Yeah. Yeah,
I don't
right.
see that being televised.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about that baby oil on court TV.
I don't think it'll happen by then either. I mean, think about it. You've got 120 other clients that are wrapped into this. It's going to take forever to get all this stuff together.
I'm surprised it's this soon.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a couple of years.
A judge set a trial date for May 5th at a hearing in New York on Thursday. The trial is expected to last around a month, so we'll see what happens. Mm. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.